This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
From earnings to interest rates, we take a look at the state of the markets on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. I'm joined in the studio by Brian McCauley. He's a portfolio manager at Hennessy Funds. Brian, lots of uncertainty swirling around right now. Questions about the health of the global economy. The election is just weeks away. Interest rate hikes are probably coming soon. We'll get to all of that and more in a moment. But let's start this out by asking, do you think stocks are overvalued right now?
So, Jennifer, we take a nuanced view of this question. We look at the market overall, see that it's trading about 17 times forward earnings, which is a little bit above the long-term historical average. In addition, we look at the economy growing a little bit below its historical average. You know, GDP is a little bit light, growing to 2.5% or so. And the combination of the two leads us to conclude that, stocks are pretty fully valued now. Don't think that means that they have to come down, just means that forward returns are going to be lower than we've come to expect in the past. And for us at the Hennessy Focus Fund, it's a very good operating environment because we only own about 21 stocks in our portfolio, so we can be very selective in this type of environment.
Sure. Material and energy stocks among the biggest decliners today. Do you expect to see this continue for now?
Obviously, energy and material stocks had a pretty tough 2015. 2016 has been quite a bit better for them, but obviously they're yielding a little bit more ground recently. You know, when we look out, we pay attention to the industrial economy here in the U.S., and, you know, a lot of industrial companies have been talking about some difficult sales trends, and, the energy and materials companies are not going to be that far removed from the industrial companies. So I think it's a signal that industrial U.S., energy U.S. is not quite fully recovered yet.
Big banks also posting some steep losses. Is this about earnings season, which for banks anyway seems to kick off tomorrow with J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup? We also have Wells reporting tomorrow. Are you watching anything here?
Well, we do watch the big banks to get a gauge on the broader economy, commercial and industrial lending, mortgage lending. And generally, we've seen pretty good loan growth, which is a positive sign. Obviously, there are many other factors such as regulatory and legal expenses that are impacting earnings in the shorter term. We don't directly own any banks in, the mutual fund that we manage, but it is a good indicator to look and see how the broader economy is doing.
And also crude, kind of keeping an eye on that. It continues to inch up despite the inventory. Can you lay that out for folks? What's going on there?
Well, obviously, crude has proven itself quite difficult to predict over the last few weeks as well as the last few years. You know, if we look at the marginal cost of production in the U.S. shale beds, we think that there's a pretty good ceiling on oil in the $50 to $60 range. A lot of supply will come back to the market if we get oil prices back up to that level. Between 30 and 60, 30 and 30 and 50, quite a bit harder to predict. You know, a lot of it does depend upon, people's thoughts on the direction of the global economy and inventory adjustment factors like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So what are you watching for with the market these days?
So we, as I mentioned, have been paying attention to the U.S. industrial economy. And while we don't take many actions in our mutual fund, when we do take action, you know, we like to be very purposeful about it. Mm-hmm. And we've added one new position to the fund this year. Oh, one position. Most people chuckle at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something you're known for, though, at Hennessy.
That is. It's not atypical for the Hennessy Focus Fund. So the company we added was in the industrial space. And, we see that as an area that is a little bit distressed right now in its own recession, so to speak. And, you know, with a contrarian mindset, we found this interesting business in that space and, you know, it presented opportunity for us with the long-term investing mindset that we take.
What else do you think investors should know right now?
I think lower forward return expectations are clearly what people should have in mind. And when managing my own financial picture, as well as speaking to friends and family, you know, I just advised them that whatever they thought they had to save for retirement or for other life goals in the past, you probably need to save a little bit more now. So just keep that in mind as you manage your own personal finances.
Mm-hmm. That's Brian McCauley. He's a portfolio manager at Hennessy Funds. Brian, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.